Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The triune God is in a close relationship with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Ashley had been waiting for months. Ever since she had gotten her driver's license, she had been looking forward to driving herself and her friends on an overnight trip. Even more exciting, her dad was finally willing to lend her the car for 2 whole days. Dad talked to her often about the big responsibility that she would have. Dad made sure she knew exactly where she was going and what to do if she faced a problem, like a flat tire. "You can always call me," he kept saying. "No matter where you are or what time it is, call me, and I'll make sure to pick you up." It is such a comfort to have someone who we can always call, someone who can give us help and advice when we're stuck or in trouble, someone who cares for us and is ready and eager to help when we are in need. That's one of the reasons the relationship we have with our own parents or other grown-ups who take care of us is so special. Even if we're in big trouble, even trouble that is our own fault, it's a great comfort to know we have someone to call. With God our Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit our Counselor, we always have someone to call. When we find ourselves lost or fearful or afraid, God hears us when we call on Him. Even when our troubles have come from our own sins and failures, God still calls us His children. God not only calls us His children, He made us His children. When we were baptized, God Himself put His name on us and made us a part of His family. The name into which we were baptized reminds us of the beautiful power of the Trinity. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism makes us children of God who are forgiven for our sins. Baptism makes us sons and daughters of God, who will be a part of God's family forever in heaven. When we think of the Holy Trinity, we think of a God who made us part of His family and who will always rescue us when we are in trouble and lead us back home to Him. "You can always call me," He says. We say, "Thank you, Father." We give thanks in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to save me and make me a part of your family. Thank you also for sending your Holy Spirit to lead me to know all about you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.